Fantasy Writers Tool Shed? Is that what we're going to call it?
Yeah. Don't see why, no. What's wrong with the Fantasy Writers Tool Shed?
Kind of cramped in this shed.
This cyber shed of ours. Who's in this shed then?
I am J.M. Williams. I'm the author of In the Valley of Magic and Call of the Guardian.
I am Richie Billing. I've recently released a book called The Fantasy Writers Handbook. Nearly said tool shed then. And
the handbook is in the tool shed.
The handbook is on the shelf. The shelf.
One of many tools in the tool shed.
Yeah. And the purpose of this podcast, I suppose, isn't it? Is to share all the little tools and helpful things that we've come across in our scribblings in a different format, away from written words. It's a bit scary, isn't it? Talking to people. Yeah, so that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be talking a lot about writing tips, techniques, guides, and a lot of it is going to focus on fantasy fiction.
Yeah, we're both members of a group of fantasy writers. We write for a company called Fiction Vortex. We write in a shared universe called Of Metal and Magic. It's high fantasy. So we work with other fantasy authors. So this is going to just be a deep dive of us sharing what we've learned along the way and what we're continuing to learn every day. Some of the topics we might look into, I think we discussed fantasy tropes and cliches. Later on, get some guest writers to join us and talk about more controversial topics, maybe men writing female characters and female authors writing male characters. That's marketing, you're a lot better at marketing than I am.
Marketing's an interesting one because there's no golden rule. There's no hard and fast way to do it. It's just lots of different ways and some of them work and some of them don't. So I think that'll be a good topic. We'll cover in quite a bit of detail. And what else do we say? Fantasy archetypes, because I suppose the genre's riddled with them, isn't it, really?
Have their uses.
They do have their uses, yeah. It's why we fall in love with the genre in the first place, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah. Heroes and villains and wizards and fighters and dastardly rogues.
Beardy wizards. I saw that fantasy cover the other day, and it was just like the most typical fantasy cover, you know what I mean? It was like a hero with a golden sword standing on the edge of a cliff next to a beautiful princess and some beardy wizards. You know, you couldn't get more fantasy than that, really, could you?
You're just so unhygienic. How are you planning to structure this podcast of ours?
Each week will be, or each month won't it be? It'll be once a month. We'll be having a little bit of a general catch-up on the latest news in the past few weeks and talking about the things we've read, any recommendations for things, any particular books that we've come across. We'll be talking about writing tools, tips, particularly things that can help you with the likes of like your Instagram page or like mailing lists and all like things that you probably don't really think about that much but are really helpful. I think we'll be talking a bit about movies.
Well, movies are a great way to examine character and plot in a very quick time frame.
Yeah, definitely. Since I've started writing, when you're watching things, you do sort of pick up on the kind of actions, and particularly a facial expression can say so much, really, can't it? Without saying anything at all. And if you can nail that in a few words of description, then I think you're doing a very good job. And then we'll be looking to do giveaways and giving you chances to win freebies, and we'll be doing like Q&As as well, and maybe a few book reviews. So there's plenty to come.
So we hope you'll join us. It'll be a good experience.
Yeah. So hit the subscribe button below and stay in touch, and then you'll get the first episode sent straight to you.